Andrew Probyn is the National Affairs Editor at Nine News. He joins us now. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
So how serious was this crime?
Look, it's very serious. I mean, this poor Perth grandmother, 73, cancer survivor, Nanette Simons, she wakes up finding some people allegedly dressed as coppers coming to her house, and she's brutally bashed. She told Nine News that she thought she was dying. The photos are really, really confronting. And one of the alleged assailants is Majid Dukushin, Dukoshkin. He is one of the 154 immigration detainees who was released after that High Court ruling you talked about, High Court ruling in November that decided that if there's no reasonable prospect of you being deported, then you can't be indefinitely detained. They caused absolute chaos for the government, which felt it had to release them.
And I understand that Mr. Dukoshkin, who's allegedly committed this bashing, was actually in court last month. He breached a curfew that was imposed, and he was let out on bail.
That's right. He was bailed after breaching his curfew conditions. But I think, I suppose, the bigger problem for the government is that it's talked a big game about having a new regime of preventative detention. This preventative detention regime appears to be non-existent because it hasn't been applied yet. We haven't heard from the ministers.
Yeah,
no explanation.
Is Dukoshkin behind bars now? Has he been caught?
He is behind bars at the moment, but he's been remanded in custody. So that's one element of it. Obviously, he has to face court and court proceedings. But I think the broader issue is one of a political pressure now on the federal government to see what they are going to do when it comes to the other detainees if they do pose some threat.
All right. Thank you, Andrew. Andrew Probyn there, National Affairs Editor at Nine News.